This recording is brought to you by the British Council.
Hello!
Hello!
Welcome to episode 11 of Learn English Elementary Podcasts.
You're going to hear from Tess and Ravi again today. They're talking about something British that lots of people around the world think is bad.
Any idea what it might be? You'll find out in a moment.
But first, let's take a look at your comments. We heard Carolina complaining about her job, and we asked you about your jobs.
And we got some really interesting responses. Umi from Indonesia sent us this message. It's hard to say whether I like my job or not. I'm working as a domestic helper in Hong Kong. My duty is to look after two children, helping with their schoolwork if necessary, and to do all the household's chores. Sometimes I like my job because it has no real pressure. I don't like my job because it's not a professional job. Most of the time, others look down on us. And I've no freedom at all because I have to live with my employer and I work 6 days a week. I also enjoy it because my employer lets me study. That's why I keep studying from one course to another. I aim to take an online degree. Never lose hope. It's only a stepping stone to a better future.
Well, we definitely wish you luck. That's a really well-written post. So we can see that your English practice is working.
Yeah. Ronnie works in an import-export company in Egypt and loves it, although it's sometimes boring. Ronnie's advice is that at the end, we have to love what we do until we do what we love.
Alex Mann is also in Egypt, and he does two jobs. I work in two jobs in one. It's somehow like the shampoo, two in one. I'm a customer service agent and also a cashier at the same time. I work a full-time shift. My day starts at 9 a.m. and ends at 9 p.m. I will never forget one day after finishing my work. I looked at my report to find out that I'd served 360 customers in a day.
360 customers?
In one day.
Thanks to all of you who commented. I'm happy to hear that so many of you seem to like your jobs. I wonder how many of you use English in your work.
Maybe that's why you're learning English. Why not let us know? Remember that the address for your comments is www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish. And you can find us on Facebook too. Look for Elementary Podcasts.
Now let's hear from Tess and Ravi. We've already told you that they're going to talk about something British that lots of people think isn't very good. Any idea what it is? Let's find out.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Ravi.
And I'm Tess. And once again, we're going to talk about something you think you know about Britain.
We asked lots of our listeners what they think about when they think about Britain. They said things like drinking tea, queuing, Big Ben, bad weather, and lots of people mentioned another thing they think is bad. Any ideas, Tess?
Something else that's bad in Britain. What?
British food. Lots of people think that the food in Britain is terrible. And you know what, Tess? I can understand why people think that.
Really? I think it's a bit unfair. I mean, what is British food anyway? What do you mean by British food?
Well, I don't know. Fish and chips, roast beef, sausage and mash.
It's difficult, isn't it, to think of what British food is exactly? But I'm sure you can think of lots of examples of French dishes or Italian or Chinese or Indian dishes, of course.
Yeah, lots of them.
And it's definitely true that we don't have the same tradition of food and cooking here in Britain that lots of other countries, France, Italy, China have.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you can't eat well in Britain. I think one of the best things about living in London is how many fantastic different types of food you can eat. You can eat food from anywhere in the world in London, can't you? Greek, Lebanese, Japanese, Polish.
Hey, I had a fantastic Thai meal on Saturday, Tess. I'll have to take you to this restaurant.
Oh, Thai food. I'd forgotten that one. There are just so many different great types of food to eat in London.
It's not just London, Tess. Other places have loads of different restaurants too. There are some brilliant Brazilian restaurants in Manchester.
Oh, that's true. Even really small places will probably have a Chinese restaurant and an Indian or Pakistani restaurant. I don't know about you, but I hardly ever eat British food.
Me neither.
That's restaurants, though. My Spanish friend told me that she came here when she was a teenager and stayed with a British family, and the food was terrible. She said they ate frozen meals from the freezer every night, and it was just horrible.
It's awful when you go to someone's house and the food is really, really bad and you have to eat it.
Yeah.
But I don't think everybody eats really badly at home, do they?
I think cooking has never been more popular. Just look at all the cookery programmes on TV.
There are hundreds of cookery programmes on TV. Terrible. I never watch them.
You should. You might learn something. It's true, though. There are lots and lots of cooking programmes on TV. And lots of famous chefs. People are really interested in cooking, don't you think?
I suppose so. They're not really cooking British food, though, are they?
They are sometimes. They're cooking all kinds of food. Anyway, I think that's what we have to say about British food. We don't have the same kind of food traditions as other places, but you can eat really well here. Agreed?
Agreed.
So, what do you think, Rob? Is British food really bad?
Well, I'm not sure about British food, but I think eating in Britain is fantastic. There's so much variety. You can find Italian restaurants, Thai restaurants, Chinese restaurants, restaurants from lots of different countries.
Yeah, even in quite small towns.
Yeah, but if I go to Italy, for example, I only really find Italian restaurants.
Mm.
I'm not sure about British food, though.
Well, I think one area that Britain does really well is puddings and desserts. There are so many great crumbles and puddings and afters and pies. They're all delicious.
Yeah, sticky toffee pudding.
Yummy.
As usual, we'd like to hear what you think. Have you ever tried British food? What did you think of it? Or even if you haven't tried it, what do you think British food is?
And what about eating out in your country? What sort of restaurants do you have? What's your favourite cuisine? Why? You can leave your comments at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.
So, Tess and Ravi said that although British food might not be the best in the world, it's possible to eat very well in Britain. And that's what I want to take a look at next. Listen again to something Tess and Ravi said.
But that doesn't mean you can't eat well in Britain.
It's awful when you go to someone's house and the food is really, really bad and you have to eat it.
Yeah.
But I don't think everybody eats really badly at home, do they?
Tess said that it doesn't mean you can't eat well in Britain. And Ravi said he doesn't think everyone eats badly. Well and badly are...
adverbs. Well is the adverb, good is the adjective. And remember that an adjective describes a noun, and an adverb describes a verb. So, we'd say, you speak very good English, but you speak English very well.
The adjective good describes the noun, English, and the adverb well describes the verb, speak, you see?
We've put some exercises on the website to help you with adverbs and adjectives.
And there are also some exercises about another thing you heard. Listen to this bit again.
It's difficult, isn't it, to think of what British food is exactly. But I'm sure you can think of lots of examples of French dishes or Italian or Chinese or Indian dishes, of course.
Yeah, lots of them.
And it's definitely true that we don't have the same tradition of food and cooking here in Britain that lots of other countries, France, Italy, China have.
Right.
We heard countries, France, Italy, China, and the adjectives to describe things or people from those countries. French, Italian, Chinese. The exercises on the website will help you practice countries and adjectives. Have a look.
Well, that's all we've got time for today. We'll be back soon when we'll hear how Carolina and Emily are getting on with Jamie's new friend.
Mm.
Bye.
Bye.
This recording was brought to you by the British Council.